En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget to download our free app, and this way you never miss a program. Also, if you're like me, a podcast listener, well, you can follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, iVox, Spotify, and so many others. Also, remember, guys, if you love these shows, leave us a rating. I know on Apple Podcasts, also on Spotify, you can rate each show to rate us, valorar, and you can also leave a comment. And, of course, I read all the comments. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who have left, to the 110 people or more that have left comments on FYI. And, well, the show with no name ones I haven't looked at in a while. But the FYI ones I look at very, very often, con mucha frecuencia. And all I have to say is thank you. Thank you for getting what I'm doing every week in teaching you about a different topic and teaching you English as I do that. All right, well, let's kick off the second half with a section we call homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right. That's right. Amigos, you know it. You know it. It's time for the section where we look at words that may or may not sound the same. But either way, it's usually a nuance, matiz, a nuance that separates these words. So I want to know what these words are. And then I'd like to know if they sound exactly the same or not. Okay, the first word is the lower part of a ship. La parte inferior o la parte abajo de un barco. Okay, in Spanish you would say casco, según word reference. According to, si no sabéis el según, apúntalo. According to, lo usamos mucho, ¿no? Ah, según tal, according to, apréndelo como frase hecha, no como dos palabras. También es the shell of a seed, fruit, or grain. O sea, la cáscara o vaina de una semilla, fruta o cereal. Grain. Okay? So, vaina, cáscara, casco. Okay? These are three different meanings here of this word. Similar, right? The idea behind it is the same, if you think about it. And the second word is the word agujero, hoyo, okay? It's funny, when I was a kid, I thought the word agujero, because I never saw it written, I thought it was with a B, agujero, I swear to God. Hasta, y ya cuando, esto es lo de aprender a hablar antes de escribir, que es lo natural, no al revés, como lo han hecho en el cole aquí. So, you know, when I first saw this word, I was like, agujero? I thought it was abujero. It sounded like a light B, agujero, abu, right? And I'm sure there are people who say it like that as well. So, what are those two words? And do those two words sound exactly the same or not? And, folks, also, I'm going to give you today's Say What soundbite for the third time, please write down what you hear.
She performed at my Coachella set 3 years prior, so it was a nod to that, and she f***ing killed it. No longer call Coachella, we only call it Beachella.
All right, there you go, there you go. You're going to hear that one more time a little bit later on in the show. Let's take a look and see what you guys came up with for our homophone section. Let's see. The first person to participate is Kubla, and Kubla says it's and they aren't homophones. Well, Kubla, those are the right words. Okay, good. Let's see what your classmates have to say. Born to Iron Man says they don't sound alike. Okay, so far, everybody agrees. Laura, the words are she has a typo there, she said. Okay, but I see why you made that mistake, Laura. I get it. Y ahí vamos. So don't get ahead of me here. Sé que no has hecho aposta. But lo voy a explicar también. Don't worry, Laura. You can tell Laura's a teacher, by the way, by that mistake. That was like a teacher mistake, all right? Let's see, Nata. Nata says the words don't sound alike. So right now, does anybody think these words sound alike? Pilar says the words are and they don't sound the same for me. They don't. Ahora, una cosa es no pronunciarlo y otra cosa es ni ponerlo. Come on. Es una T. It's just a little simple thing, you know? So, Pilar, I like your comment, but I'm not going to hire you. No te voy a contratar. Sorry. That's going to be my new line. La nueva frase. No, cuando vuelva. You're not. Sorry. We'll call you. No. Os llamaremos a vosotros. No, don't call us. We'll call you. Okay? Okay. So let's say these words and see if you guys are right. The first word is hull. H-U-L-L. Okay? Hull. Say it with me. Hull. Okay, hull, 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 okay, hull. The second word is hole. So there's a hole in the hull. Whoa. Say it with me. Si no repites nada en todo el programa, que sea esto. Porque aquí es donde tenemos matices, okay? There's a hole in the hull. Did you see the hole? In the hull, we have to fix the whole thing. The hole, eso sí que es homófono. Pero hull y hole, no. So great job. But hole, like entero, sí que suena como agujero. So yo siempre digo, acuérdate de esto. Did you dig the whole hole? Yes, I dig the whole hole myself. I dug, sería. I digged, no. Excavar, okay? El agujero entero. Ese sí que suena exactamente igual. O sea, independientemente si lleva el W, la W o no, suena a hole. La otra suena a hull, hull. Y no te digo algo. Estoy pensando, no hay otra palabra que suena como hull. O sea, no tiene homófono. Colors Music said, could you pronounce hall? Yes. Y esa no tiene nada que ver tampoco. Tampoco, excuse me. So you got hull of a ship, hole, agujero, and hall, which is pasillo. Okay? Pasillo, yeah, pasillo. And hull is also a place in England. I think it's a very famous football team, too. There's a place where they have a port. Just think, es que es muy apto, ¿no? Es una ciudad, it's called Kingston upon Hull, okay? And just think of it, there's probably shipbuilding there. Es donde se construyen los barcos. I've never heard a city that makes so much sense. I'm sure it has something to do with it. Hull, England. Let's see, etymology. Now I'm curious. The name is thought to... Oh, no, no. Okay. It came from a Scandinavian... Okay, so let's see. Hull etymology of the word. Hole. Hold. Ah. No, no viene de la ciudad. Viene de hold. The cargo hold es la parte de abajo del avión, la parte de abajo del tren, de donde se guarda la carga. The cargo hold. So it comes from Old English. Hull, hold. Aha, see? Has nothing to do with the city, but it makes sense. A city on a river that's called Hull, que tiene barcos, que, I don't know. It could help you remember it. All right, my amigos. Let's see. Any more comments here? All right. All right. Well, folks, we've got to move on. Let's wrap up our spelling bee. Teníamos que terminar el spelling bee. The six people that are the most corrupt leaders ever. Well, maybe not ever. This list, unfortunately, there are always people topping this list. Number one on this list, and this, they made this list by looking at how much money was embezzled. And what does this mean? Toma palabra aquí. Embezzled, cogido ilegalmente, robado ilegalmente, chanchulleado, malversado, defalcado, defraudado, malversado con fondos públicos. Claro. So this was a taxpayer's money, ¿no? Dinero de los contribuyentes that they pocketed. And to pocket es meter en el bolsillo. Okay? Excuse me. So they went by the amount of money that these leaders embezzled. Number one on our list, and number one in our spelling bee, is a guy named Mohamed Suharto, who was the president of Indonesia from 1967 to 1998. Now, think about that. 1967 to 1998. President? Doesn't that sound more like a monarch or a dick? Like, that's a long reign. It's a long time to be in power, isn't it? Well, this guy embezzled, supposedly, allegedly, nobody wants to get sued, anywhere between 15 to 35 billion U.S. dollars. Mil millones. So 15 to 35 billion. So if that's what they're saying here, do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying make it 50 billion. Right? Because there's always a little extra in there somewhere. Number two, this guy, everybody in the United States is familiar with this name, but not just because of him, but also because his wife. They are an infamous couple, notorious couple, and that is Ferdinand Marcos. He was the president of the Philippines from 1972 to 1986. And supposedly he embezzled anywhere from 5 to 10 billion U.S. dollars. Okay, all of these are in U.S. dollars. And Imelda Marcos, his wife, she had a shoe collection. Let's see, 3,000. I was looking for the number. I remember this being on the news. So while people were going hungry, la gente se estaba muriendo de hambre in the Philippines, Imelda Marcos had a closet, a whole like warehouse just for shoes. And there were 3,000 pairs of shoes, 800 being designer. So those are like $1,000 a pop. No, como mínimo. A pop is por par, por unidad. So $1,000, no, zapatos Manolo Blahnik can be 5,000, 3,000. So, yeah, meanwhile, let them eat cake. ¿Conocéis esta, no? Que coman tarta. No, these from the French Revolution, right? So that was number two, the Marcos clan. Number three was Mobutu Sese Seko. And pues sí que... Seco. El país se quedó seco. Sorry, I had to bring a little humor into it. He was the president of Zaire from 1965 to 1997. Now, what are we seeing here? Don't you think there should be a limit, a time limit on terms that presidents or elected officials should be able to serve? I don't know. Power corrupts. So if you're there, the longer you're there, the more, you know, I don't know. I'm no expert in this kind of stuff. But if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And he was the president of Zaire from 1965 to 1997. Around $5 billion embezzled by este seco. Number four, Sani Abacha, president of Nigeria. Second one in Africa now. The other two were in Asia. And the president of Nigeria from 1993 to 1998. But don't let his short term fool you. He was able to embezzle anywhere from two to five billion in those 5 years. Good job. Good job, Sani Abacha. I'm sure the Nigerian people are thrilled, encantadísimos, con este tío. The next one I remember hearing about this guy, and I think more than just being a corrupt leader, this guy was an assassin. He was a murderer. And I don't think anybody speaks highly of this guy. Nadie habla bien de él. He was a dictator. Now, that's what I love. President of Serbia and Yugoslavia. Okay, you can say he was elected, but if the elections are rigged, then that's a dictator. You know, if the opposition is removed, you know what I'm saying? So, Slobodan Milosevic. This is how I learned to pronounce Modric, Djokovic, right? Because, ves, buscamos patrones. Sé que esa C no es... Es ch. Quizá me equivoco. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but Slobodan Milosevic, he was the president of Serbia / Yugoslavia, remember. This was from 1989 to 2000, and he embezzled over $1 billion, aside from many other really horrific, horrific things. And last but not least, and these are the top six, remember. I'm sure there are a couple who are not far from the top 10 here in Spain, among us, entre nosotros. No, en esta clase, digo, en este país, right? That maybe should be on this list, right? These are the ones we know of, guys. Number six, the president of Haiti. We already said Haiti is the island, Haiti. And I don't hate it. I hate Haiti. Okay, really bad joke. And people from Haiti are Haitian. Haitian, okay? And his name was Jean-Claude Duvalier. And supposedly he embezzled anywhere from 300 to 800 million bucks. So yeah, today we're looking at corrupt leaders. But now it's time to move on, my amigos. It's time to go to the movies.
Name that movie.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie. I hope you guys go to the movies a lot this summer. I'm planning to go to the drive-in movie, which, by the way, there's an FYI episode about drive-ins, los autocines. We're lucky. We have one in Madrid. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time I drove by there, there was a Ferris wheel, una noria. It was pretty cool. All right, my amigos, time to go to the movies here on the show. And I'm going to give you guys the trailer, and then we'll go through a little scene over here. Okay? Perched on the hull. Vamos por partes aquí. If you are perched, I think of a bird. A bird is perched, okay? And to perch, vamos a ver, posado. Right? Posarse. To perch. Es como ponerse en la postura, right? Good word. Perched on the hull. Ya sabéis lo que es a hull. El casco, la vaina. Bueno, de un barco, el casco. We looked at that word in homophones. Perched on the hull of a wrecked, destrozado, arruinado, wrecked Soviet freighter. And a Soviet, es soviético. And freighter, Well, freight is carga. We already looked at the word cargo. Another way to say it is freight. So a freighter is un carguero, un buque de carga, buque de mercancías. Avión de carga, si se habla de aviones, okay? We talk about shipping. We talk about freight. So of a wrecked Soviet freighter, excuse me, a team of deep sea miners, okay, un equipo de mineros, pero mineros del fondo del mar, deep sea miners, led by, llevados por, liderados por, head oceanographer, o sea, el head es el más alto, oceanographer Stephen Beck comes face to face with a mutant creature that's the product of a failed genetic experiment. Whoa. Sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? Whoa. Holy cow. All right, so let's see. We've got a winner, somebody who knows the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kubla. Also born to Iron Man. All right, the movie is called Leviathan. Leviathan. I remember this movie when I was a kid. My parents wouldn't let me watch it, so I had to watch it when I was a little bit older. It came out in 1989, and Leviathan, yo sé que lo, seguro que si ves la palabra, te recuerda otra palabra en español, pero se pronuncia un poco diferente, ¿no? Algo enorme. Leviathan, Leviathan, okay? So let's take a look at this movie over here. Dr. Glenn Thompson says, if you were tampering with genetics, and to tamper with something is alterar, tocar, right? Don't tamper with that. So if you were tampering with genetics, why stop at the base model? ¿Por qué te vas a frenar en lo que es el modelo base? Why not try to alter the human form? Now, esto es muy interesante. La palabra alter, alterar, and alter, altar, sound exactly the same. So, acuérdate esta frase. I told them not to alter the altar for the wedding. Les dije que no alteren el altar para la boda. Sounds exactly the same, aunque uno tenga una A. So why not try to alter the human form? Homo aquaticus. Quieren cambiar, ¿no? La genética humana. A man who could live underwater. Un hombre que podría vivir bajo el agua. Think of the possibilities. Piensa en las posibilidades. Regeneration, que se puede regenerar. The ability to withstand. Esta es buena palabra si no lo conoces. Dos palabras juntas en una. Withstand. The ability to withstand, aguantar, cold, pressure, ¿no? El frío, la presión. Just think of it. Piensa en ello. Undersea mining. Minando bajo el mar. Underwater farming. ¿No? Agricultura bajo el agua. And then Stephen says, so what's next, Doc? Doc es doctor. ¿Y entonces qué? What's next, Doc? I mean, quiero decir, what if we run out of airplanes one day? ¿Qué si nos quedamos sin aviones un día? What if we run out of airplanes one day? What are we going to do? ¿Qué vamos a hacer? Just grow a whole bunch of bird people? ¿Vamos a cultivar o criar un mogollón de a bunch of bird people? ¿Gente pájaros? And then the doctor answers, Natura non Confucius, which is wrong, by the way. It should be, y los que estudiasteis latín, de que hecho es un error en la película, it's natura non confundenda est, which is nature is not to be confused. So this is misquoted. They didn't say it correctly, right? So he says it in the movie. He says, natura non Confucius. que no se dice así. And then he says, loosely translated. Me gusta esto. Loosely es no del todo. Traducido más o menos. De hecho, lo usamos mucho cuando hablamos de películas, ¿no? Hablando de películas ahora mismo. This film is loosely based on, se basa de alguna manera en tal cosa, ¿okay? Loosely. We use that a lot when we talk about something. So loosely translated, don't fuck with Mother Nature. No jodas, no te metas con la naturaleza. Don't fuck with Mother Nature. All right, well, my amigos, I can't believe it, but we have to take our final commercial break before my vacation. I can't believe it, guys. We've got 26 minutes left after this commercial break to rock and roll. So I'll see you in two shakes of a lamb's tail, en nadita. So stick around.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosbaugan.com.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes, but in exchange for nothing.
Ha llegado a Vaughan un nuevo recurso para ayudarte con el inglés, para hablar inglés más fluido cada día. La guía definitiva del inglés natural, Natural English. Viene con audio descargable y es una auténtica mina de oro para aprender expresiones útiles, modismos y frases hechas que usan los nativos. Eso es, las que usamos nosotros. You'll be in our secret club. Y son las típicas que no sueles encontrar en cualquier libro de inglés. De la mano de nuestra presentadora, Ximena Holiday. Pásate por vaughantienda.com y descubre eso y todas las opciones que tenemos para mejorar tu inglés. Natural English, tu guía definitiva del inglés natural.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Aprende inglés desde casa por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Un año de clases por solo 99 euros. Infórmate en curso de inglés online vaughan.com. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. Apúntate, curso de inglés online vaughan.com.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar, con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Oh yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of today's show with no name. This is it, folks. I hope you don't miss me too much. I know I'm going to miss you guys. But I'm going to come back fresh and ready to rock. I'm always ready to rock. But a break always comes in handy. Un descansito nos viene bien a todos. Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I hope you are ready to rock. We are gonna whiz through this. I know how fast it's gonna go. So let's get moving, guys, with today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble only on the show with no name. And this is where I give you a translation and you have to use the same word twice. And this is one that I got, I don't remember what I was watching, but I was watching a series or a documentary about a week ago. And I wrote this one down. So this came right out of the second part of it. Came right out of a current series, una serie actual, right? Okay, here we go. Esta es muy chunga, eh? This one's really, really, really difficult, okay? Creo que recibiste el trato justo. Quítatelo de encima. Libérate de ello. O no le des mucha importancia. Lo he traducido así para que quede claro, okay? So, la primera parte. Creo que recibiste el trato justo. Okay? And the second part es como una mezcla de estas cosas. Quítatelo de encima. Como ese dolor, esa pésame, you know? Libérate de ello, ¿no? No lo aguantes. You guys know what I'm thinking. I think you know what I'm getting at. O también lo que viene siendo, no le des mucha importancia. Como, you know, move on. That's another way to say it. Move on. Y te voy a explicar de dónde viene la expresión. And it makes sense. In fact, it just dawned on me. Se me acaba de ocurrir a mí. It just dawned on me. Okay? So, Vero says, are you already going on holiday, Alberto? I haven't been on holiday in like a year. So, is it not time yet? Do I owe you guys more hours? I'm not so sure I understand what you mean already. It's been a long time since I've been on holiday, guys. Maybe Christmas. I was, but like everybody, right? I mean, nothing. I don't think I've had any personal vacation time. In fact, I haven't. I haven't taken time off because I have 25 days, 26. I'm using all my vacation days in the United States. So Christmas, I don't know if I'll be on the air. Obviously, if there's no technician, there's no Albert. You know, I don't know how to do that part. So TBD, to be determined. And yeah, I'm due for a vacation. No sé cómo decís esto. Ayudadme con esta. I'm due. Me toca. I'm due for a long vacation. I'm sorry you disagree with my timing. I know you're just kidding with me, and I'm just teasing you too, Vedo. All right, well, let's move on. What were we doing here? Say what soundbite. I got to give you the say what soundbite for the fourth and final time. And if I'm not mistaken, nobody has gotten it yet. So here we go, guys. This is your last chance.
She performed at my Coachella set 3 years prior, so it was a nod to that, and she f***ing killed it. Mm-hmm. No longer call Coachella, we only call it Beachella.
All right, there you go. I mean, we know there's a cuss word in there. You know, a cuss word, a swear word, una palabrota, because they beep it out, right? So it's obviously TV or radio, someplace where they don't play. They don't air or broadcast swears, right? That can give us a little info. It could be like the Grammy Awards or something like that, you know? All right, but good. We'll take a look at that in just a moment. Now, let's see. We've got Leonardo taking a stab at today's double trouble. And he says, okay, I think you got a fair deal. Eso es correcto. Creo que no es lo que tengo yo, pero es correcto. A ver lo que tienes en la segunda parte. So, to get a fair deal is recibiste el trato justo. Excellent. And he says, it's not a big deal. No, you know what, Leonardo? That's not what I have written here, but that is 100% correct and applicable. So excellent job. Wow. Wow. All right. Excellent job. Now, does anybody know the one I had over here? All right. Also, let's take a look, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like Kubla, you are taking a stab at our Say What soundbite. It's a tough one today. Let's see. Kubla, there's a couple mistakes in there, but excellent effort. I have to say it's almost perfect, but the words that I thought were going to cause some problems did cause some problems. But you know what? We're going to give it up for you anyway, Kubla. Nice round of applause. And if you guys still want to try, go for it. No lo voy a poner más, pero luego, later we will solve it. Kubla, well, you're the first one to participate, and even though there are some mistakes, a worthy effort, you know? Vero says, I'm just saying we're in June, holidays until September. Enjoy it to the fullest, my friend. I don't know who has holidays until September. I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, Vero. I can take my holidays whenever I want, as far as I know. So I usually take them when I find the best deals, airfare. No, lo busco por cuando encuentro buenas ofertas. But in Spain, I know you guys do, I don't know. No, pero yo no conozco mucha gente que se va de vacaciones. I'm confused, Vero. I don't know what you're getting at. But thank you. She says, enjoy it to the fullest. You deserve it. Yeah, I take them whenever I want, and it is summer, so I don't know. I don't get it. Okay, I know you don't want me to go, Vero, but I got to. I gotta recover. I gotta, you know, spend some time with my family, and as you guys know, I work my balls off para dejarlo claro. I think you guys are well aware of that. Okay, Kubla taking a stab at the double trouble over here. And he goes, I think you got a square deal. Wow, Kubla. Excellent way of expressing that. And you got it fair and square. Pero eso no realmente no dice lo que quiere decir la segunda parte. So I like when you guys get creative, but remember, no me cambies la frase. The meaning has to be the same. So no le des mucha importancia. You got it fair and square is not really a translation. I love the idiomatic expressions you're using, but we're not saying the same thing. So remember, we don't want it to get lost in translation. But normally, when you're translating something,
you don't have to use the same word twice. So this makes it something that makes it just a little bit more difficult, doesn't it? A little tougher. All right, let's see. There's Laura taking a stab at it. And she says, I think you were shaken by the way they treated you. But you have to shake it off. Laura, you got the second part. You got the second part, which is the hardest part. O sea, como equipo, lo vamos a hacer, eh? We're going to figure this out as a team today, and that's great. Shake it off. Yeah, to shake it off, if something happens to you, it comes from sports. I remember, estabas jugando el baseball, te caías, o te daban la pelota, and people say, ow, oh, man. And they would say, you want me to get the stretcher, la camita, you know. Obviously, they wouldn't say that at our level of sports, but normally the coach would say, shake it off. Como, mueve el brazo un poco y se te quita el dolor. So, significa el shake it off. Es como, bueno, ya, quítatelo de encima, ¿no? Shake it off. Como, levántate, anda un poco y ya, sacúdete un poco. Quita todo lo encima, right? Shake it off. And not just with an injury. It can be with something that's happened in our life that's traumatic, you know, to shake it off. So literally, remove by shaking. Pero luego, es librarse de algo, okay? You can say it like, for example, I can't shake off this cold. No me lo puedo quitar de encima. But to shake off something es quitarte un lastre, algo de encima. So if somebody says to you, think about the coach. Por eso dije... I was like, ow, he's like, is your arm okay? Yeah, I think so. Okay, shake it off, muévelo un poco. which is, quítate, you know, you can say also, quítatelo de encima, literalmente, libérate de ello, o no le des mucha importancia, ¿no? Sigue jugando. It's like saying, seguimos. Remember I said before also that move on thing, okay? And the first part, well, let's see if anybody got it. I like it. I think you were shaken by the way they treated you. Creo que estabas... Pero no es lo mismo. Creo que recibiste el trato justo. Okay? All right. So, the expression, and I think we've looked at it before here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure we have. And it's to get a fair shake. Okay? If you say you got a fair shake... Significa, te tocó lo tuyo, right? You got a fair shake, okay? I didn't get a fair shake. No recibí el trato justo. This is an idiomatic expression. This is what made the double trouble so difficult today. Two idiomatic expressions there. So to get a fair shake or to not get a fair shake and to shake it off, you know, just move on. Quítatelo de encima y seguimos. All right. Excellent job, guys. That was a team effort over there. And I'm going to reward you with one of my fantastic jokes.
Thank you. Okay. What did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking only on The Show with No Name. And guess what? Since it's the last show before my well-deserved vacation, well, I'm going to give you two jokes. Yeah, this way you can take one with you on holiday. So what does a fish say when he makes a mistake? Okay. What does a fish say, ¿qué dice un pez when he makes a mistake? And remember, we don't say to commit a mistake, right? It wouldn't be common. You would say to make a mistake, okay? So, what does a fish say when he makes a mistake? He says, it was just a fluke. It was just a fluke. No, it was just a fluke. All right. Okay. Did you guys get it at least? Explain it to me if you got it, you know? So, what does a fish say? ¿Lo pilláis? What does a fish say when he makes a mistake? Fijaos, what does, no digo does, porque no es importante. What does a fish say when he, el he tampoco es importante, when he makes a mistake? He says, it was just a fluke. Well, I guess you need to know that a fluke is suerte, chiripa, casualidad, right? But also, a fluke, okay, fluke is a, it's something that we assume, I think it's a kind of fish. Wait, now, let me make sure here. Fluke, kind of fish. Hang on right here. Okay, yes. All right, that's what it is. Porque se llama fluke o flounder. No, Kubla, no es aleta caudal. Acabo de ver eso. No, hombre, entiendo, pero no. Es que tiene más. There's a kind of fish that's called fluke. Okay, so remember, first we said, it was a fluke, era casualidad, chiripa, I don't know what happened, I made a mistake, it was a fluke. The same way if something good happens and you didn't do anything, that was a fluke, right? But also, fluke is another way of saying flounder, okay? And flounder is platija, o lenguado, as you call it. So you get it now? It was a fluke, fue un lenguado, fue un... Un error de casualidad. Oh, and to flounder is revolverse, luchar. So think of this one. The flounder was floundering. Did you ever think we were going to learn so much from fishing? All right, I'll give you the second joke. And the second joke has to do with fishing as well. And you should know this one. I hope everybody gets this one because I think this is a really easy one, okay? What is the best way to communicate with a fish? ¿Cuál es la mejor forma de comunicarse con un pez? Drop it a line! Drop it a line? When you go fishing, you drop a line in the water. No, el hilo, el sedal, we call that the fishing line. And you drop a line into the with the hook, and it sinks, y se hunde. You drop a line. Also, to drop a line is dime algo, comunícate conmigo. Or how did the fisherman communicate with the fish? He dropped him a line. Okay, I'll stop. Only because it's time for famous birthday trivia. That's right. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. Our first famous birthday was a guy that was born in 1942. Was a guy. I just killed the poor guy. He is a guy that was born in 1942, an English-American. He has dual citizenship. An English-American drummer, originally from England, though. He eventually, a la larga, got his American citizenship. He is best known as the drummer, co-founder, and leader of the rock band Fleetwood Mac. And Rumours, their album Rumours, is probably one of the greatest albums ever. You can go your own way, go your own way. I mean, song after song, Fleetwood Mac. So the drummer of this mega band. Number two, this guy was born in 1947, an American actor and director. He was in more than 70 movies and TV series, including RoboCop, RoboCop 2. He was in Naked Lunch. He was also in Oliver Stone's New Age, and also in today's Name That Movie. He was in Leviathan in 1989. And some would say that this guy is a Leviathan, right? Es un grande. And last but not least, her sister got famous first. Her sister being a member of Destiny's Child, right? But then her sister had a solo career, and now her younger sister is getting very popular, getting famous, not just as, you know, as a singer, but also as an entrepreneur. And yeah, she is definitely a cash machine right now, right? She's got the Midas touch. Both her and her sister, I think, are very powerful siblings in the entertainment industry. And it's cool because just like Serena and Venus, they're African American women. And I think that makes it even more special because I imagine it's not as easy for somebody being an African American woman as maybe in my situation, right? I don't know. I'm just trying to put myself in other people's shoes. But there is no doubt they are two, her and her sister, are two of the greatest performers. I don't see anybody's got it, so I'm going to give it to you because we're running out of time. The first person is Mick Fleetwood. The second person is Peter Weller. And last, Solange Knowles. That's right, Beyonce's sister, Solange. And Solange, hasta luego. No, so long. And that brings us to our Say What soundbite. This is Solange Knowles. She's talking in an interview. And she's talking about, they asked her, as they do many times, about her sister Beyonce. And so she says, she performed at my Coachella set. Ella salió en mi performance. No, your set es las canciones que tocas en Coachella, el festival. 3 years prior, 3 años anterior. So it was a nod to that. Así que era un guiño a eso. So that was, I think you said, Kubla, it's not that or something. It's a nod. No, to nod is mover la cabeza. So it's a nod, lo que viene siendo un guiño, a eso. 3 years prior. So it was a nod to that. And she fucking killed it. Lo petó. Okay? It's no longer called Coachella. Ya no se llama Coachella. Se llama Beachella, like Beyonce. All right, so here is her sister speaking highly of Beyonce.
She performed at my Coachella set 3 years prior, so it was a nod to that. And she fucking killed it. Mm-hmm. No longer called Coachella. We only call it Beachella.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time for our final section. It's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, and thus, y por eso, the final section. Remember, you've got tons of great shows on Vaughn Radio every day, all throughout July. I'm going to take a much-needed break with my family, with my loved ones. You guys are my family, too, my extended family. I wish you guys a lovely, lovely month of July. As I said, I'll be using social media intermittently, no, de vez en cuando, but I'm going to try not to use it too much. All right, and I'll tell you the song because we don't really have time. It is Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. So dime mentiras, dime pequeñas mentiras. We call white lies, las mentiras piadosas, you say? White lies. So I want you to Google Fleetwood Mac and this awesome song, Little Lies. And I want you to have an awesome summer. And keep it up. Keep up the great work. Stay motivated. Stay driven. And I hope to see you soon, amigos.
Escuchando
Born Radio.
Excuse me, Richard, what does strive mean?
To strive?
Yes. What does it mean?
It means esforzarse.
And what does endeavor mean?
Endeavor?
As a noun or as a verb?
Both.
Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean?
Go all out?
That's a phrasal verb.
Yes, yes, but what does it mean?
Go all out?
It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible.
Thank you, Richard.